shot victim, gunshot victim. Get on the ground! Get on the ground right now! Get on the ground! Get on the ground right now! I saw him shoot! I saw him shoot! I saw him shoot! He's got it! He's got it!
It's a Halloween miracle, boys. What are you talking about? Halloween miracle. Yeah, Halloween miracle. Look at this. Mass shootings all across the country. And the mainstream media press isn't screaming that Donald Trump supporting white Republicans need to give up their law-abiding guns. I'm confused. Hey, what's going on over here? How is this happening? Oh, well, it's marginalized BIPOC, oppressed peoples of color doing all of the shootings. So we're just going to ignore them? Yep, let's just ignore them. Where's David Hogg? Where are all those cocksuckers that sued Alex Jones? Where are all of those dipshits with the orange squares? Where's Hollywood? Are you going to sing me a fucking stupid lame song, you weirdos, about gun violence? No? Why? Why, because black people are doing it? Seems racist. So here you've got three killed, several injured in a shooting at a Denver area Halloween house party, boys. Definitely carried. It's Denver, so it's definitely carried out by who white supremacist Donald Trump supporters. Oh, wait, no, it's Denver. Democrat-run shithole. It's a house party with 30-plus people in it at 1 in the morning. And they don't give out any specifics about skin color. So that's how I know. If it was a white person, activate, take crackers' guns. Right? If it's a black person shooting people, again, it's a mass shooting on Halloween. Mass shooting. This should get the left-wing media should be, especially 4 days out from an election, you guys should be screaming, see, that's why I need Kamala Harris. Look at these crackers killing everybody. Look at the crackers. No. Silence. Silencio. They originally thought it was a drive-by shooting in this area over here, run by Democrats, where they don't arrest people based on skin color. And, 25, up to, there's about 25 people a little bit after midnight. No, the shots came from inside. Bunch of people dead, right? Three killed, three others wounded. Halloween party. Yep. Nothing? You don't want to take my guns on this? No, you want to ignore this and move forward and wait for a shooter to be white? Before you come out with your Operation Steal My Guns, you have to wait a little bit longer. Here's another one. We got video of this one, and it's insane. Two shot dead and seven injured in downtown Orlando. Again, Democrat-run shithole. During Halloween celebrations. They arrested a 17-year-old on this. So here you got this dude in yellow over here. Allegedly, of course, even though we got video of it. Allegedly. 17-year-old. He walks over here. Turns around. I don't know if that's a security. There's police all over the place. I don't know if this is mall security. I don't know if this is a law enforcement off. I don't know what is going on, but it looks like a badge over here. It doesn't matter. He walks right over here, turns around, shoots the guy right in the head, then starts blasting other people. What's the escape plan? There's police everywhere. These cop cars weren't here after the shooting. They were there before the shooting. There's cops all over the place. You gonna take out your bat fucking grappling hook? What was the escape plan over here? I guess you don't need an escape plan when you've never been held accountable for anything because you're in a Democrat-run shithole run by Democrats. You can do whatever the hell you want because any type of accountability is racism. But here's two of them. I mean, you're going to find out there's more mass shootings. Mass shootings in Baltimore. Mass shootings in Chicago. Mass shootings all over the place last night. They don't want to. Nobody's activated to come take your guns because they don't want to talk about it. Because of the skin color of the perpetrators actually doing this. Because they're still trying to tell everybody, even though the FBI had to come out and say, yeah, we're not giving out statistics and crime is through the roof. They're still trying to tell everybody crime's down. Crime's down. Crime's through the roof. By the way, how many people would be alive today if you arrested this? I know this is going to shock you, right? Hold on to your penises and your fiesta nipples out there. This 17-year-old had been arrested last year. Abe, are you shocked? Totally. How many people would be alive today if this Democrat-run shithole with the George Soros district attorney and these white liberal cocksuckers would just enforce the law? This idiot over here, look, police said the suspect was arrested and taken into custody. He was previously arrested for grand theft. Is that auto? Grand theft in 2023, a crime which remains in active investigation. No, you should. How long does it take to investigate this, by the way? How long does it take? There was a crime. You arrested somebody for it. You got to investigate. No, they don't want to arrest anybody. The investigation will continue in perpetuity, because if you fully investigate it, then you got to hold this idiot accountable and possibly throw him in jail for a while. And they don't want to throw anybody in jail for a while if they're marginalized and oppressed. 1619 projects. And so there you go. Arrested last year for grand theft, released, and now allegedly on video, shot a bunch of people. Killed a bunch of people, by the way. Killed two, shot six. What is this over here? Two people are dead and at least seven others are injured. Yeah. Yeah. Massive mass shooting. Don't want to talk about it, huh, lefties? They can't admit, they can't acknowledge that their policies are going to get everybody killed. Their policies are AIDS. Their policies are meant to destroy this place. And you're meant to stand down because you don't want to be called a racist. They will only talk about mass shootings if a white person does it. And the prescription's always the same. Grab law-abiding white Republicans' guns, right? They don't want a task force to get gang guns, illegal serial number filed off gang guns in Chicago. They don't want to do that. Fuck that. That's way too much work. We ain't going to do that. No. Law-abiding citizens, turn in your guns because a white dude shot up some people. No, I ain't doing that. What about when black people are shooting up people? No. What are you talking about? It never happens. Never happens. White people are the biggest domestic terrorist threat to the homeland. Really? Seems like we got a whole bunch of gang members shooting each other. And these gangs are marginalized and oppressed, apparently. You don't want to arrest anybody. So you're going to get more of this chaos. But I'm not, because I will shoot back. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. Keep up today on the convenience of these mass shootings not being reported on lately. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.